Okay, today is Daf Peches. We're on Peches. We're about six lines on the top. Okay, so we spoke yesterday about drawing water through a well. Right? Drawing water through a hole in a platform, or all these types of things, right? Remember?
Ice fishing.
So Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu El Lamalos. That was all true about pulling water out of the well. What's going on there? You thirsty?
No.
Avolishbo usher. But to spill water out down there, that's usher. You have leftover water, you want to spill out the dirty water from the bathtub, that's usher. Says Rashi, first skinny line. Shovchin benekev lamayim usher. To spill water through that hole, that's usher. Why? Because the flow of the water will carry the water you spill out of the area. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Maska flourishes be v'chimabe del uka. What's the difference between this and an uka? Uka, the art school translated as a cesspool. What is the difference between this and a cesspool? What does that mean? Says Rashi, Ditnam b'masnithin. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah on this page that a chatzar, if you have a chatzar, shepechusa me'arba amos, that's smaller than 4 amos, ain shovchin l'toch amayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to pour your water in there on Shabbos. We, as a general rule, you're not allowed to pour water on grass anyway. Right? So we're not talking about grass. It must be concrete. So you're not allowed to pour water on the floor of the chatzar. Ela im kein asa lo uka guma machzek es asayim. Unless you have a hole, a drainage hole. Why? Because we're afraid that the water won't get absorbed into the ground. And where's it going to go, the water? There's nowhere for it to go. It'll just ruin your chatzar. So to avoid that problem, you have to have a hole. That hole is called an uka. Pour the water in the hole. V'tani Allah, afal pish in this male ha'uka, even though the uka is filled up, mibod yom, shovchin lo amayim b'shabbos, afal pish amayim yotzim men l'rishos rabim. Even if that hole is filled up, and the water is going to drain out into the rishos rabim, that's okay. So how come that's okay, and this is not okay? How come that's all right, but I can't spill the water through the hole, and the flow, the current, will carry to Rosh Hashanah? That's not all right. But how come the Uka is yes, all right? Back to the Gemara. The Gemara answers, ha taimi, but ha lo taimi. Okay? The water of the Guma, right, it ends, but ha lo taimi. But this water in the flow doesn't end. What does that mean? One ends and one doesn't end?
One's absorbed and then...
It's absorbed? Eventually it will get absorbed. So therefore more makel. But the water that's being carried away will never get absorbed. It goes into the water. So we're not being makel. Ikadi Amri. Others say it the exact opposite way. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Alote Molamalo Tu Deshari Lish Machaser. Don't tell me that to draw water out of this hole, through the hole, is mutter, but to spill out is usher. Now, elish bochnami shari. It's mutter even to spill. Amr of Shizbi, pshita, hainu uka. Yeah, that's exactly the same thing as an uka. Same thing. Well, maladim, I would have thought, hani taimi, hani lo taimi. Well, one ends and one doesn't end. Kamashmal, no, we don't say that. And therefore, it's both the same halacha. Right, so the ikadiyami is the exact opposite as the first version. Okay, next. Then we said, v'chein shtei gezusteros, if you have 2 porches, the upper one has to make an eruv. If only one of them made an eruv, not an eruv, a machitza. If only one of them made a machitza, they're both aser. Why are they both aser? Because technically, the lower one can access the upper one, so therefore they're really, you made a machitza, you didn't include the other guy, and therefore it's a problem. So the Gemara says, Amrav Huna Marav, Lo Shanu Ela Besmucha. That's only true if they're close to each other. What does close to each other mean? Rashi says something staggering. He says, it's a little further down where we are, Besmucha. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but he says something amazing. He says, She'ena rechoka mitachtona b'meshach hakotel arba tvachim. They're less than four tvachim apart. What about height-wise? Says Rashi, Vani shamati, I heard, somebody said in shul, She'ena gavoa b'menu asara, that they're less than ten tvachim apart in height. Says Rashi, Lomatino loshana flog matalma begova elba meshach. You don't find anywhere in Shas where the height is an issue like this, only the distance apart from each other. So if they have to be four tvachim away from each other, what if they're 100 amas apart? Some apart building with the same thing? Hard to say that. Rashi says, Kidnam bin Masnisan, Anche Chatzim are Peset, and it's a whole all these riots white, which is very interesting. So Rashi holds, like I said, Rashi holds they have to be within four tvachim of each other. How far apart can they be? Rashi doesn't seem to say. But he says, it can't be. I heard that someone said that can't be right. I'm not sure what he means by that. I know the Rajba has a whole different pshat. It's a little bit of a difficult pshat. Because I understand you want to say the four tvachim. I hear that. At some point, they become so far away, they're two different worlds. Right? It's hard to say that they're 20 amas apart from each other, 50 feet away, that he has the access. Just because they're four tvachim in distance this way, so far apart, they have access. Doesn't make sense. So a difficult pshat. And he said, well, you never find the shas, the lashon. Okay, that could be true. Okay. Anyway, avol mufleges, but if they're far apart from each other, elyona muteres, the upper one's mutter. Why? Because the upper one made a mechitza. The lower one has no access, really. So the upper one's mutter. Right? Rav v'taymei, that's consistent. Amar Rav, ein adam oser achavero derech avir. You can't author somebody with airspace. Such a thing as stealing on Shabbos. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos. Right? What does that mean? That means, yesh gezel b'Shabbos means, Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos means that if you use someone else's chatzar without permission, you're not over an aveira. It's not asur. I think that's what it means. Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos. Right? And the churva machzir l'bailam. And a ruin goes back to the owner. In other words, there's an abandoned house. And you're using it on Shabbos. And the owner shows up. Where were you? I don't know. Whatever. My life was. Here, I'm back. I'm back here. Yeah, it's my house. All right, it's a little bit run down. I'll fix that up. You get it back. The house goes back to the owner. You've been using it all the time as an extra ruin. Okay, but the guy's back. So one second. Hagufa kasha. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Amar, at the first, he said, Yesh gezel b'Shabbos. That there is an issue of gezel. And by the way, when you steal something in halacha, which is unlike in America, you become the owner of the item. Right? So if I steal your property, I become the owner of the property, which means Alma Kanya. It's mine now. I'm responsible for it. I have kinyanim, I have rights. It's a funny halacha, but that's what the Torah says. When we get to Bava Kama, we'll learn all about that. But then we said, Churva machzir l'bailam. But the house, the ruin, goes back to the owner. He shows up. Alma lo Kanya. You've been using it for 2 years. So then you don't get a kinyan.
Because there's no yeish from the balim.
What?
Because there's no yeish from the balim. There's no chazaka. Then you don't acquire.
So what? First of all, he's right. No, yeah. I'm not sure it's a yeish issue because what do you mean? I'm using your porch. I'm using your porch. What kind of yeish?
That's the chazaka issue. Chazaka issue. I think it's 3 years.
That's not gzela. I know. What exactly means gzela is a funny thing. It's not gzela. What? It's a funny word. We're going to explain it different anyway.
Guys are taking
you. It's not gzela. You didn't come with a gun and say, okay, give me that diamond ring. No, that's not what happened. He was smart. He put the mechitza up. You didn't. Right? You want to use water on Shabbos. You're so machbid to use water, the kahalacha, but to use the guy's property, right? Okay. Anyway, hachi karma. Here's what it means. Yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. There's a din gezel on Shabbos. Keita, what does that mean? The churva machzir l'bailam. Very simple. You can't steal things. So you've been using it all this time. The guy shows the same halacha. The guy shows up, give it back. Amar Rabba, umotzvina nashmaitzin. But then we ask the following question. V'chein, shtei gezustra zu l'mayla mizu. Two porches. What's e amrit din gezel b'shabbes. So 1 second. If there's such a thing as get tamayo seres, why is my, why does the lower guy ask for the upper guy? You can't come to my porch without permission. What's going on here? Why does he answer it? I mean, he could have asked this question on the face. Right? But asking other people, you have no right. No, in a chutzah, you do have a right to walk. We couldn't have asked this on every case. Right? You have a right to walk in the chutzah just like the next guy. So if you don't join an Erev, you guys ruin each other for each other. Over here, what do you mean? I have a port. I put up a mechitza. I did the right thing. Because this guy's nearby. He forgot to put up a mechitza. He asks my use. What's going on? He can't come to my property. What's going on over here? Why is he asking my use? Right? Very good question. So Amar Rav Chist, Amar Rav Sheshes. No, you're right. Hachamai Eskin, Gunja Asim Mechitza Meshutfis. No, they made it, they jointly own it. They made a Mechitza together. So what happened? They made a Mechitza together. A Mechitza they made. He says, listen, my wife doesn't want to put the Mechitza on my porch because she wants to put a lawn chair over there. So put it on you. I'll pay you $100. Here's $50. When I need water, I'll come use it. That's what happened. That's a whole different story. But what they forgot to do, they forgot to make an Eruv. Because it's still on his property. He has right to go because he has paid for it. The guy doesn't mind. That's the story. But they forgot to make an Eruv. Then Reuven asked for Shimon.
It's separate apartments.
Outside on the porches, they're right near each other. So one guy said, why should we make two mechitzas and two holes in the porches? You'll make a hole in your porch. Right? Yeah, I don't mind. All right, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. I'll pay half. Fine. That was the agreement. So now he has a right to go there. So what happened? They forgot to make an error. So, Ihachi, if all that's true, Kiyasa l'tachtona nami. So what if the lower one made their own error?
Besides the
other one? Yeah, I think that's the case. Right? What if the old lower one made an error by themselves? Why wouldn't we say that they're authoring each other? The Mishnah only talked about the upper one made an Erev and the lower one not. And what if the lower one and the upper one not? Or what if the lower one made their own Erev without the upper one? Wouldn't the same halacha apply?
Yes.
So the Gemara says, no. Kivin to us l'tachtona, since the lower one made their own Erev, I don't know now exactly if they participated in the upper Erev or not. That'd make a difference. Galu daite, what they're doing is, Ana b'hadach lo nichali. I don't want to have anything to do with you this Shabbos. I want to be alone. I want to have my own Erev. I want to be my own mechitza. You could be over there. So they'll sort of like remove themselves, and therefore they don't ask of each other. Okay. Next. Here we go. Chatzar she pchutza me'arba amos. If a chatzar is smaller than 4 amos, it's quite a small area. Small chatzar. Ein shovchin besocha memayim b'shabbos. You cannot pour water on garbage water, dirty. You can't pour it into the chatzar on Shabbos. Ela imkin asu la uka, unless they make an uka, which is a hole, a drainage hole. Machzekes sasayim that holds tusa min hanekev ulamata. Bein mibachutz, bein mibefnim. It could be inside your chatzar or it could be right outside the chatzar. Ela shemibachutz, but if you put it outside, tzarech likmar, you have to cover it. Mibifnim, why you have to cover it? Because how could you carry something from your rishus hayachid into the rishus haravah? How could you do that? How can I put the hole outside my chatzar? And I'm going to pour it from my chatzar into the hole? How can I do that? The answer is, if you cover it, you make it into a makom patur, then you can do that. Mibifnim ain't tzarech likmar. If it's inside your chatzar, like right in the corner there, you don't have to cover it. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, bib, a canal, shahaya kamor arba amos b'rashusaya harabim, if it's covered 4 amos in rashus harabim, so there's a picture, I have a picture of it here. Basically, you have a canal leaving out of your chatzar. There's a canal at Gedunt. On the top of the canal, it's like a covered, like a tunnel, and it's covered. So, shofchim l'tocha mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to pour water in that kind of canal on Shabbos. Rashi says, it's in the Rashi of Shuk Kumar, he says, Kimlon ba'arba amos, yeshir levlo ben sasayimayim. We have a tradition that someone figured out that four amos can absorb up to two besa. That's the average amount of use in a typical house of water per day. So if you have a smaller chatzar, you need a hole to absorb the spillover. The chatzar can't handle it. Now, so then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? He said, well, if you have a canal with a covered roof, it's also good. No, afilu gag o chatzar mea ama. Even if the roof or the chatzar is 100 amos, lo yishbach al pi habib. You cannot pour water into the canal. Why not? Why can't you do that? So Rashi says, lo yishbach al pi habib, kolomar besoch ha-charitz, into the charitz, into the canal, af al pi shish orich mikan ad siyotso mea ama, v'yichon levloa. There's certainly enough space over here with the water to get absorbed into this canal. Why can't you do it? The kivon de begufe kashafich. Since you're pouring it into the canal, mekalche lehedya, it's gonna your force is direct, ubakach ubakoach lereshus rabim, and it's gonna go out into the reshus rabim. The harawa omer, and someone who sees it's gonna say sheshovchan samach leitziaso uboi delifku. You poured it out near the exit. And it's being taken away. In other words, someone's going to think you're allowed to maybe carry water outside your house on job. It's, I don't know, some kind of gzeri here. Kidamina b'gemara, gzeri shemi yomru, tinoa shalponim b'kaleach mayim b'shabbos. That you're allowed to have water canals running on Shabbos. So to avoid that problem, we don't let you. However, avol, back to the Mishnah, avol, but, shofechu legag, you can spill it onto the roof, v'amayim yardin labib, and then from there it'll hit the roof, and then it'll spill over into the canal. That's okay. Okay? Why? Indirect. Now, hachatzer, a courtyard, achsadja, or some kind of porch, something, mistarfen la'arba amos, they can combine to give you the four amos to be able to pour water directly into the floor where it'll get absorbed. V'chein also, shte diutos zu kineged zu, also two, what's diutos? upper things, right? Opposite, miksasun asu uka, miksasun lo asu uka. Some made nuka, some didn't make an uka. Esh asu uka mutarin. The ones who made the uka can pour water. Esh lo asu uka asurin. The ones who didn't cannot. My timer, what's the reason? What's the reason for what? What's the reason that. Right? That if it's less than four amos, you need an uka. A person is prone to use two saw of water a day. If the area is four amos, right, then what does a person want to do? He wants to spread the water around. It says Rashi in the bottom. Shiroihi lezalef ulaharbit afara. He wants to spread the water and to be marb, I don't know what marbits means, something to do with the dust. Shelo yale avaka. To sell the dust that shouldn't be dusty in your house. The bimos hachama mukminin la, we're talking about the summertime. Umasnis and lekhaman bright, like we're going to see on the base. Vekivan derotzel azalfan, since you wanted to spread it around. Inami or shafik lahu finafki. Lo miskaima machshavto. You don't want the water leaving. You don't want that to happen. If it happens, it's a davar she'eino mischavin. I don't want the water to go out to the street. I want it to stay here. I want my courtyard to be watery and have a little bit less dust. I want that. Again, and if it goes out, it's not a psik resha. It's not definitely going to happen. It might happen, but I don't want that to happen. I want it to stay here. I want my dust to settle. Pachas midalid, but if it's less than four tvachim, Shovchan, and you spill it out. E avid uka shari, ilo asar. If you made an uka, it's yes. And if you didn't make an uka, it's asar. Why? Because it's definitely going to go out. Why? Because your chatzar is too small. The water can't stay here. It's going to spill out. Okay? Rav Zeira Amar, Dalad Amos Taimi, four amos, it stops. Pachos midalad lo timey. Less than four amos, it doesn't stop. Okay, it's a different answer. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two answers? So Amar Abaya, arech v'katan ikka benayhu. The difference is if your chatzar is not shaped like a square. If your chatzar is shaped like a rectangle, says Rashi in the second line, kigon sheyeshna chetz amos al shtayim. Instead of being 4x4, it's 8x2. Okay, it's 8x2. Therefore, what? The ikka karka kishir dal meruvas. You have a square of four. It's just shaped funny. V'yesh makom lahavliyas asayim. You have a place where it can absorb. Avalazaleif eino ruuya. But it's not fit for this ziluf, for this settling of the dust. V'rabba usher, so it should be rabba, it says rab. L'rabba usher lishpoch b'lo uka. So rabba would say you cannot do it without the uka. U'l'rab zera lo b'y uka. But if Rav Zera would hold, you don't need the uka. Why? Because this absorption happens regardless of what it's shaped like. Bain Lamar, Dalat Amos Demasnisen, Ba'orech V'roch of Mashma. Because they both hold that the Mishnah was talking about a perfect square chatzar. Why is that true, that if it's not a perfect square, the dust doesn't settle right? I don't know. Now, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chatzar V'achsadra Mitzdarfin L'dalet Amos. A chatzar and an achsadra can combine to the four Amos. Now, Bishlam L'Rab Zera Nicha. According to Rab Zera, that makes perfect sense. El L'Rabba, but according to Rabba, who said that the reason why you need four Amos is because that's a good way to do Ziluf Kasha. That's a Kasha. Why is it a Kasha? Because if it's not a perfect square, it doesn't do Ziluf. And over here, we're talking about a chatzar and an achsadra. It's probably not a perfect square. Tergemor of Zera, Liba de Rabba, Bach, Saja, Malachas, Alpanekal, Chatzar Kula. Somehow it's shaped in such a way where it gives you a perfect square. Tashma, I'll start bringing another raya. Chatzar she'ein ba dalaramos al dalaramos. If a Chatzar is not 4x4, Ein shovchun l'tocha mayim b'Shabbos. You can't pour water in there on Shabbos. So we said, right? And Bishlam al Rabba Nicha. According to Rabba, that's very good. El Rab Zera, but according to Rab Zera, who held the issue is an absorption issue, kasha it's a kasha. So why is it a kasha? It's a kasha because Rab Zera said you need 4x4, and here he says less than 4x4. Amalach Rab Zera, Hamani Rabbanon he. Who's the author of this brisa? It's the Rabbanon. Which Rabbanon? Says Rashi. Dulo shari le mishum shir makom bliyas hamayim. Didn't have nothing to do with the shear. Kiditnan bin Masnathan, the Mishnah said, Afilu bin Meya Amma. Even if it's 100 Amos, Lo Yishbok Latocha, Ela Ala Gag, O Ala Chatzar. You can only pour on the roof of the tunnel, not into the tunnel. Or to the Chatzar. Alma, Taima didhu, Mishum Zilufu. The reason that they held that way is because of Ziluf. The Gabe Bib, but when it comes to a tunnel, Migula Migali Daite, it's obvious. The Kashafich, since you're pouring it out, the lav barzilafu. The ratio the masnitzin of Belazim and Yaakov, the armar time of Misham Shir Makom Lavliya, Kedadan Bibshu Kamur Dalaramos. That has to be covered Dalaramos. And Umasnitzin of Belazim and Yaakov. And the Mishnah is the opinion of Belazim and Yaakov. That what? Who said that if the canal is four amos, you can pour into it. Why? Because he held that the reason is because of absorption, not because of zilaf. That's how Rab Zera is going to answer this kasha. He's going to say the Mishnah goes like me. And we're going to say in a minute that it's a chesur mechzura. So first of all, what forced Rab Zera to say that the Mishnah must be authored by Rab Elazar ben Yaakov? So Amar Rava, because Masnisa Kishise, the Mishnah was a little difficult. Why? My iri d'tani chatzar shi p'chusa. Why did it say, it's a funny lashon, if a chatzar is less than four amos, what does the Mishnah say? If a chatzar is less than 4x4, you know what it should have said? Listen, it should have said, chatzar she'ein ba, dalaramos. A chatzar doesn't have 4x4. What's the lashon less than 4x4? It's a funny lashon. So, Ella, why? Lav shmamina, the Elazar ben Yaakov-hi. It must be the opinion of Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that the four amos is crucial. Shmamina, that's right. Now the Gemara says, "Remember the Sefer Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Rachel Avraham Elazar ben Yaakov." What the Rachel's not? We already said Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's name is mentioned in the Sefer. How could the Rachel also be him? So the Gemara says, "Well, cooler Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, if chaser mechzer v'achik tani." Here's the missing words. Here's what it should say: chaser sheep chusa midalat amos. If a chaser is less than 4 amos, ain't shalchul tochem ayin b'shabbes. You can't pour water in there on Shabbos. Why not? It's not going to absorb. Ha dalat amos, but if it is 4 amos, shofkin, then it's okay. Why? Shabbos ben Yaakov Omar, he said, bib kamur, if a covered canal, dalat amos per shuzer rabim, shofchon lotochon mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to put water in there on Shabbos. Okay? I didn't exaggerate when I said this stuff is impossible. Impossible. Elazar ben Yaakov Omar, bib hakamur. Elazar ben Yaakov said, again, if the hole is covered, the canal is covered. Now, masnisim delocha kichananya. This can't be like Chananya. The Tanya, Chananya Omer, Chananya said, afilu gad mea ama lo yishpoch. Even if it's 100 amas, you can't pour in there. L'fisha ein hagad osa levloa el lekaleach. Because the roof is not made to absorb, only to splash. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
The flow away from the house.
The flow away from the house. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Now we're going to have to ask you something which we all understand. Tana, the meds of our mur, when is all this true? It's only be mochachama. It's only in the summer. Who wants their garden and their yard all muddy in the summer? Nobody wants that. Avul be mochachshamim, but in the winter, where it's muddy anyway, it's the rainy season anyway, shofech v'shoner ve'eno nimna. Go right ahead and spill all the water you want out into the, it doesn't make a difference. My time or why? Amar Rava. Adam rotes sheyiv la'mayim b'mkomon, because a person doesn't care if there's water here in the winter. Amalei Abaya, v'arishovchin adam rotes sheyiv la'vatan lo yishpoch. What do you mean? We said you can't do it. Amalei no hasam. In the summer, in the winter, l'mayim nechesh. What are you worried about? Imishom kilgal chatero. You worry your gardens, your chatzos can get ruined. Hamakagla v'kaim. It's already ruined. It's winter time. It's already snowy and muddy, and it's all. If you put a little more on Shabbos, big deal. You're not ruining your chatzor. But people are going to say, "Well, look at this. This guy's making a canal on Shabbos. He's having water go out of his chatzar on Shabbos." No one's going to think that. Stam tinoros mekalchanim. All these pipes are all full already. They're all full. They're full of water. It's the winter time. No one's going to say that. "Oh, look what this guy's doing on Shabbos. He's getting water out of his chatzar with a canal." In the summer, they might say that, especially in that part of the world. It doesn't rain in the summer. Where did this guy get water in his canal from? Oh, it must be spilling water out. In the winter, no one's going to say that. Amr of Nachman by Amr of Nachman, Bimos HaGshamim, in the summer, in the winter, Uka Machzik Sasayim, Nosin Lo Sasayim. If the hole fills up 2 beisa, you have 2 beisa to spill out. Machzik Sa, Nosin Lo Sa. You have 1 sa, you can pour 1 sa. Bimos HaChama, but in the summer, Machzik Sasayim, Nosin Lo Sasayim. If you have 2, you can spill 2. Sa, Englo Nosin Kol Iker. If you don't have any, if only have 1 sa hole, you can't spill anything out. What's the reason for that? But in the summer also, Nami Machzik Sa, Nesiv Le Sa. So why don't you give him a Sa also? Give it, right? So Gemara says, no, Gzeira Dilma Asalutin Lo Sasayim. Maybe you'll use too much. If I give you 1, you'll use 2. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Bimosak Yishamim, Nami Ligza. So why don't you take Gzeira in the winter? Same answer. Hasam, not my Nechisha. What's the reason for that Gzeira? Imishon Kilkulo Chatero. If because your Chatz is going to get ruined. Hamakako, it's already ruined. It's already ruined. It's already muddy. If it's because you're going to say, look at this, this guy has a canal on Shabbos, water go out, every pipe is like that in the winter. It's all rain, it's all full of water. Amar Abaya said, well, if that's the case, even if the holes are much larger, it's also all mutter, if that's the case. Okay, we'll finish the parak. V'chein, shtei diutos, zu kineged zu. 2 diutos, one next to the other, 2 upper stories. Amar Rava, afilu iruvo. Even if they made an eruv. Amar Abaya, my taima. Why is that true? Why is what true? My taima, ilem mishum nefisha demaya. If it's because there's a lot of water here. Votanya, achas li uka. One's on an uka, but achas li gistera. And if someone doesn't have an uka, but he has like a gistera is a broken piece of pottery, and the water can rest in that pottery, like a pot, a jug, a pot, A bucket. Brecha. A brecha is some kind of, right, a pool. Va'areva, or some kind of trough. Af al pi, shenizmalu mayim me'erev Shabbos. Even if there's water in there in Erev Shabbos, shofka l'tocha mayim b'Shabbos. You can pour water in there on Shabbos. Right? Which means, what do you, meaning, why are you telling me that they're after each other if they're on, if they're upper stories? El Idmar Ach Idmar. Amar Rava. Here's what Rava said. Lo Shem El Shalom Irvu. That, they didn't make an Eruv. Avil Irvu, if they made an Eruv, Mutarid. It's all Mutar. Vechilo Irvu, my time alone. And if they didn't make an Eruv, what's the problem? Amar Ravashi. Gzeira Dilma Asi La Afuke Mimane Debatim Lahasam. We're afraid they'll come bring your Kalim from your house out into the Chatzar. Right? Why would they do that? Maybe to catch the water, and that'll be a problem of, you know, carry without an Erev, and therefore they offered that. Okay. Hajan Allah, Ketzav Mishtatfin, Hajan Allah, Ketzav Mishtatfin, Hajan Allah, Ketzav Mishtatfin. I apologize if this Gemara was not expressed clearly, I just...
No, it was very clear.
It was? I don't think so, because I still don't understand it, even though I finished it. We all finished it. If you want to review it, go over it again slowly and carefully, that will help. But in the meantime, tomorrow morning we will start off with the new perek, the ninth perek of Masechet Erevin. Everybody have a good day.